We should get some new theme music. That's what I want to do in the year for the new year. I want new theme music. Something. We got maybe yes. Yeah, I'm getting bored. I liked it once upon a time, and now it's wearing on me. And I want to bring us into 2018. You know what I'm saying?
So it won't be a ukulele.
No.
No.
Sadly, no. We gotta do something. I don't know what it is, but we'll figure it out. And here's something else that I thought would be fun. Just because I don't do enough impressions on the show. This is Ian McKellen. This is Gandalf the Grey reading a Donald Trump quote. Jake Tapper of fake news CNN just got destroyed in his interview with Stephen Miller of the Trump administration. Watch the hatred and unfairness of this CNN flunky. Frodo, you must destroy it.
Did you watch any of that?
Did you watch any of the Stephen Miller on Jake Tapper?
No, but I'm seeing a lot of consensus that it was pretty much a train wreck.
Oh, it's the classic, one side claims victory and then the other side claims victory. People are saying that Stephen Miller destroyed, and then other people are saying he looked unhinged. It's the classic, and this is a great segue into the first thing I wanted to discuss today. We got to talk about the fire and the fury. The big book of lies.
I just don't even understand how, if you want to be, it just cracks me up, perceived as a legit journalist, you are embracing this thing when the author himself was like, yeah, it's basically a hit piece. I don't know if anything is in it is true. A lot of it's rumor, but it'll destroy the presidency.
Literally, that's what the guy said.
I know.
That's his quote. This book will help destroy the Trump presidency. Like, straight up, you're saying, here's some propaganda. You know what it made me think of?
What?
This morning, back in the it might have been the late 70s, the early 80s. I was very young. I was still wearing knee pants and my little sailor suit. There was a woman. What was her name? Kitty something. Mm-hmm. And she wrote these tell-all books about Frank Sinatra.
I remember Kitty. I can't come up with her last name because I was wearing, you know, my little sundresses.
Sundresses and pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
It was, but like, that's the same thing. And I remember like my parents being outraged, like, Kitty Kelly. Is that right?
Let me look. Keep talking.
Yay. But that's the thing. I remember my parents talking about Frank Sinatra was outraged. He should be outraged. It was just gossip and innuendo. But because Frank Sinatra got so pissed, she ended up selling a boatload of books. And that's what's going to happen with this guy. What's going to happen with the fire and the fury. And then the other thing that drives me crazy is that because it's got all this, it's like a fire, you know, we have to discuss it. And that's just like yawn, boring, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like I'm playing right into it, playing right into the BS.
But here's my personal, you know, who's never going to read it?
Who?
Me. You know, who hasn't even looked at an excerpt from it? You know who's not even looked at me? You know what the funniest thing I saw on Twitter this week was?
What?
A fake excerpt from the book talking about Donald Trump watching the Gorilla Channel 17 hours a day.
That was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
And I'm so glad you brought that up. Who did that? Who was responsible for the quote from the book that said Donald Trump watches the Gorilla Channel 17 hours a day?
Random Twitter account, just random dude put that out there, right? And it went everywhere. The left was losing their mind because they didn't recognize it was a parody. And a bunch of the rest of us were sitting there just laughing, watching their complete and total meltdown.
It was fantastic.
It was awesome.
It was fantastic.
So here's a clue,
and then everyone,
kids.
Everyone on the left was saying, well, it's highly believable because he eats McDonald's in bed. That's
it's
what
not.
Makes it believable.
There's not even a Gorilla Channel. So here's
but
a clue,
great,
kid.
How great was Netflix? Netflix came out and said, please stop calling and asking us to carry the Gorilla yes. Channel. I'm like, awesome. That whoever runs their Twitter account gets a gold star. That was hilarious.
The other one is the Steak'em guy. If you don't follow the Steak'em account, you need to.
What do they do?
Oh, they're crazy. They like make bets between each other about what's going to happen with the social media account. And the guy who runs the account lost the bet with the guy in the office. So he had to run around Philadelphia in a Tyrannosaurus Rex costume. And they put video up. I mean, they're just funny. And they bash Twitter all the time because they're a legitimate brand and Twitter won't verify them. So
Twitter won't verify Steak'ems?
No.
That's sad. Steak'ems are delish. Right now you got me craving a Steak'em.
I'm sorry.
I could mess up a Steak'em.
But, I mean, back to the Gorilla Channel on Netflix, then that was a great tweet. I saw that and I did laugh. You know, guys, if you can't tell the parody from the actual text, maybe think twice about taking the actual text seriously. That just seems to be a little piece of common sense
to me. Here's what has me worried. And this is just a big, not comedy. This is just an actual concern. Like, I keep thinking we've reached peak Trump derangement system syndrome. I can't see it getting any bigger. And it just keeps going. It just keeps going. We've gone from he's a racist and that's it. The collusion with Russia. Then we went with Nazi. It really is. We got to add a new thing to our song. You know, it was like Nazi, 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 Russia, 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 race, a race, a racist, mental, mental, mental. They're now like they're legit going. He's crazy. He's crazy.
Okay. If nothing else tells you that this man is not a pawn of the Russians, okay, he just armed the Ukraine.
You wouldn't know it.
He's standing up to the mullahs. Neither one of those makes Vladimir Putin happy.
Right. However, where have you seen anything about Trump arming the Ukraine? I mean, you obviously have because you're an open-minded, you're a free thinking. But like I'm saying,
well, I read.
exactly. But I'm talking about the people
read
who.
Stuff.
I'm talking about the people who just walk around and they see CNN playing in an airport. The people who just walk around and they don't.
And they read the Chiron.
I've heard.
They read the Chiron. They don't actually listen to CNN. They just read that little white strip at the bottom.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard nothing about him arming the Ukraine.
You know,
it's painfully obvious to me, and this is just.
But they've made such
how frightened they are. How frightened they actually are of what a great job he's doing.
I think this
presidency is going swimmingly.
They made such a huge deal about his response over Iran with all these Democratic shills coming out and Obama shills. The best strategy is to remain quiet. No, kids. No, 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 no. That is not how you are on the right side of history. The right side of history always supports freedom and liberty. Period. Period.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm a little bored with. I should make a list. I should make a list. I'm bored with Snowflake, and I'm also bored with the right side of history. Like somebody, I think Obama started that one. You're on the wrong side of history. You're on the wrong side of history. Well, you know what? Isn't history written by the victors? So,
well, yeah,
I guess you just want to be on the winning side. So you get to write the history books. Listen, there's a track record for what happened with Obama's little Arab Spring. Mm-hmm. It did not go too great. And that's the other thing. Like, and I'm legitimately saying this. This is something I legitimately Trump beat the snot out of ISIS.
Yeah.
He beat the snot out of them in like 10 months.
Yeah, and I mean, let's give some credit where credit is due to the other person who lit the MSM hair on fire this week, you know, Mattis.
Oh, well, he had a great quote.
Trump said, go get ISIS. He said, heard you, boss, and he went and did it.
Oh, yeah. But like somebody was like, do you have any concerns? And he's like, I don't have concerns. I make concerns.
I know. I love him.
Another, like, that dude is just a boom. Walking quote.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And oh, my God, did you hear what he said? Yes, I did. And I just love it.
So I've got you and I both we're in total agreement about the fire and the fury. I have like really very little interest in it. I love Sloppy Steve. That's a great nickname. And he's got to be bumming today. I think Sloppy Steve is bumming hard today. Like how bad would it suck when like you're in the inner circle and you're like, hey, that was a great nickname, calling her Crooked Hillary. Hey, that's a good nickname, calling him Low Energy Jeb. And then all of a sudden you're the victim. All of a sudden the guy, you've been like, you're awesome with nicknames, and then the guy zaps you with Sloppy Steve. That's gotta suck.
Well, first of all, it fits.
It does. It fits perfectly. That's why it's got to suck so bad.
I mean, as far as visual presence, I think Steve Bannon could, you know, take his next job as the spokesperson for Bud Light or something. But anyway, you know, my opinion on Bannon has never changed. I thought he was out for himself from the beginning. I thought he was building a coalition that included really ugly elements. And I'm really glad he's been bounced because – you know, at the end of the day, the coalition Trump needs to build for 2020 is to pull people like me who are very Trump skeptical or just outright opposition back into the fold. And you don't do that with people like Steve Bannon, who go to Alabama and lose a Senate race.
Well, that was a horrible, horrible, horrible miscalculation. And it's a lot like the entertainment business. You don't know how many really good pitches you're going to get to swing at. Like when you're an actor or a comedian and you go to Hollywood and like, oh, we're going to give you a pilot. Everything has to line up perfectly for that to go. Mm-hmm. I think Bannon wanted to push this whole America first. He had his agenda and I think he wanted to push it. And Trump is a deal maker. So Trump was bending. Bannon didn't like it. And then he bet the farm on Roy Moore, and my boy messed up. Sloppy Steve messed up.
Roy Moore was a horrible candidate using his public statements for the last 40 years before Bannon ever backed him. Paul Neelan up in Wisconsin, horrible candidate, right? That Bannon and Breitbart didn't drop until he was such a parody that he accused the parody account for the Israeli Mossad of threatening to kill him.
Wow.
Like the dude, that dude is completely unhinged and had the unwavering backing of the Bannon contingent. He's an outright anti-Semite on his timeline and has been for months. Okay.
Who is this? Who?
Paul Neelan. He ran against Paul Ryan last time and got 12% of the vote.
Oh.
That dude.
I can't speak to it. I know nothing about
it. He's running again. And he's another disaster of a candidate that literally until he lit himself on fire, Bannon and Breitbart were back into the wall. Terrible candidate. Roy Moore was a terrible candidate before those women ever came forward. He probably still would have been elected because it's Alabama. But what eventually happened was a bridge even Deep Red Alabama couldn't cross. So I want to keep my eye on that.
I still want to keep my eye on that. It's like with all these ladies who are like, Trump tried to rape me in first class in 1962 or whatever it is. And then it all just disappears. It all disappears. Although one came forward there, I saw an interview with one of the ladies who admitted that she made it all up. So I want to keep my eye on all these Roy Moore accusers. I know one, her house just burned down
and it's suspected arson, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were that invested in Roy Moore and you're that pissed at her, you suck. That's all I'm saying.
You think a Roy Moore supporter did it?
Mm-hmm. I will not be at all surprised if that's what I hear.
Oh, see, now I wouldn't be at all surprised if it was set by the owner of the home.
Hey, that's a legit too. If that's what it boils down to and she did it for sympathy, then she sucks. But if it turns out the other way, you suck. We don't burn down people's houses over politics. We just don't.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Like, the first place I went to is I bet this person burned down their own house to try to get some look. Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. First Roy Moore did this and now my home. And you're thinking it's a Roy Moore supporter who's like, burn, bitch, burn. Let's follow that. I want to see what happens there.
Oh, yeah, so that's do I. Fantastic. And how about other really weird house fires?
Oh, yes. Which one?
The Clintons.
Yeah, let's talk about the results of the poll. That poll was huge.
Yeah. Mostly everybody thought
it was something. What were our answers? The poll was, what was the cause of the Clinton house fire?
Mostly it was burning evidence. Various ways of people saying that, whether it was hard drives, whether it was cell phones, whether, you know, however they chose to put it. But
I thought pantsuit friction won.
Well, did pantsuit friction actually win the check-in? I was looking at the responses for others. I'll get the actual winner here.
Go to the Loftus Party Twitter feed.
I am.
Which big news coming up in the Loftus Party Twitter feed. And I'll let you guys – this is great. This is real inside baseball kind of stuff. However, we tried this experiment a while back called Crowdfire. So Crowdfire, you pay them a monthly little thing and they suggest people – for you to follow, and then people are suggested to follow you back, and then it ends up just looking like a train wreck. It just looks like the Loftus Party, which is the fun one. If you're following the Loftus Party on Twitter, that's where you want to be. People keep following my personal Twitter account. That one's actually pretty boring. That's a lame one. All the fireworks at theloftusparty.com. So it was just getting out of hand. It was like a horrible like a cornucopia of crap on there. So I'm going through and I'm culling out the losers. I'm getting rid of the losers. Now you, gentle listener, are not one of those losers. I'm talking about these idiots who are like, they're selling like leggings and love bracelets and crap. I'm looking at the Twitter feed. Oh, if my bae ever got me these leggings, I'd marry that man. Gone. You're going to get nuked by yours truly. And like some lame-o, I self-publish books. Don't look at this book. It's a daring romance about a girl who sucks robot wiener. Gone.
See, I think you would think that particular book was funny.
As I said it, I'm like, I might read that one.
You know, I might have to keep that guy.
I was at a point during the cyclone, the bomb cyclone. I was so lonely. It was so cold. And did I mention I was lonely? I'm like, I'm at a point I would bang a robot. Like if I had a sex robot in my place on Long Island during the blizzard, I probably would have banged it. However, the thing that stopped me was like, the idea of the cleanup after. It's just like, here's how you're going to sell a sex robot. Self-cleaning. That's the only way. Once they get over that, because I totally would have done it the other day. I totally would have done it.
Yeah, the weather here hasn't been that bad.
Lucky, but it's been miserable here. It's been like The Shining. It's without the hotel, like literally, like I'm just trapped in this little box. I'm getting a lot of stuff done, a lot of things that I had to get done, but I am not down.
So it was
bomb cyclones. Okay, so who won? Who won the
pantsuit friction at 58% did win the actual poll.
That's a far look at that. That's a crushing victory. Mm-hmm. So the pantsuit friction, which is also a great name for a band.
Yes.
We are Pantsuit Friction. Nah, 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 nah. It's a great, like, all-girl punk rock. So who came in second?
Old Hard Drives.
Old Hard Drives, classic, super funny.
Which also ended up being the major theme of people who responded, along with Liar Liar Pants on Fire, which kind of goes with Pantsuit Friction.
It will, and this is another one where if you could get someone competent on television to defend the Trump administration from all this stuff. They're talking about like how he's weaponizing the government to go after Hillary Clinton.
Oh my God.
You guys, dear gentle listener, there was a dude who was on a submarine who took a couple of pictures of where he worked, like two or three pictures. This is where I worked. And he had them on his own personal computer. That dude went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That dude went to jail.
You know,
and that's the government saying we don't play this game.
Yeah.
Now you've got Huma putting stuff on other people's servers, Anthony Weiner's laptop, giving passwords across Yahoo and all this stuff. This is not a weaponization of the government. This is like what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
It's not even what's good for the goose is good for the gander. It's enforcing the law.
Yeah, like
as
that's
a
what
government
I'm
official.
If Submarine Boy goes to jail, Huma, you got to go to jail.
As a government official, these are things you cannot do. You just can't. You
Correct.
Cannot be less than completely circumspect and careful with classified information.
And then when you've got Loretta Lynch meeting on jets telling Bill Clinton, hey, it's all going to be OK. Don't worry. When you've got James Comey's right hand man saying, hey, let's not call it this. If we call it this, that's a crime. But if we call it that, if we call it this level of carelessness, we can let her off. That's a problem.
Well, the memo to let her off was being drafted 4 months before she was even questioned. I mean,
right?
there is so much wrong with this. It's not even funny. And if I hear one more time that he's weaponizing the government between Hillary Clinton or what's the other one now? Oh, this dude, Steele, Christopher Steele. Senator Grassley and Senator Graham have said, we have seen, you know, conflicting statements between what Mr. Steele said here and what Mr. Steele said here. DOJ, please look into that. They're not accusing him of a crime. They're not saying he committed one. They're saying someone needs to look into this because you're not supposed to lie to the FBI. So if this is true, you lied. If this is true, you are being a jerk over here. You know, and being a jerk isn't criminal, but lying to the FBI is. You know how I know that?
Flynn.
Exactly. So anyway, that one is killing me. He's obstruction of justice. Somebody said Christopher Steele did something wrong. Well, maybe he did. Let him look
and
into
that's,
it.
And that's the other real dubious little – and this is the kind of thing that drives me crazy. So with Flynn – they knew because of the wiretaps and all this other stuff. They had the certain set of information. So they swear him in. They have him testify. So then, boom, they can get him for lying to the FBI.
Oh, that's just like entrapment.
However, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
That's straight up entrapment.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you've got Hillary Clinton and Huma and that whole gang, when they get called into the FBI, oh, let's not swear him in. Well, it'll be an informal thing and we'll take notes.
Oh,
why didn't they
God.
Swear him in? Why didn't they have him testify? So they wouldn't get him for lying to the FBI. That's the kind of thing that drives me crazy.
Drives
it's
me completely crazy.
That hot lady, Lady Justice and her freaky S&M ways with her little blindfold and being forced to hold objects up over her head. She digs. She digs fair. She
right.
digs fair.
We like fair.
What other freaky stuff is Justice in? If you look at it, she's kind of a hot statue. You know,
yeah.
One boob hanging out, wearing a blindfold. It's like 50 Shades of Grey Justice.
Only Michael, kids. Only
yes.
Michael.
It's great. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know who else I think is creepy as creepy can be?
I talk about Hot Lady Justice and you go to creepy. Who's creepy? Tell me
these
who's creepy.
Fusion GPS people. Who just got their butts handed to them by a federal judge, by the way. Y'all got to answer some questions. Because the only thing, you know, the only thing I really want to know out of this entire Russian investigation?
What?
The only thing that matters to me. that I have a vested interest in the outcome of.
What?
Did they use that salacious and unverified dossier to get warrants to spy on American citizens?
I would almost guarantee it. Now, this is bad science right here. This is how not to do science. I have an outcome that I want to be true, and then I'm thinking this will probably be the outcome. I would be shocked, absolutely shocked, if it was not that GPS fusion report that was responsible for the FISA warrants.
I'm saying is if that was even possible, that whole FISA system needs to be shut down. Done.
It's very, very frightening. And this is another wonderful thing about the Trump administration, because a lot of people go, you know what? That's water under the bridge. We're not going to do that. We're not going to investigate the Whomavity. We're just going to keep moving forward. We're going to ignore these allegations. And, you know, there's a lot of people tearing their hair out because, like, oh my gosh, he's going after the FBI. He's impugning the reputation of these fine FBI agents. And then you have this same lame crap that everybody on TV has to do. You have to start with your opening comment has to be something like, you know, the vast majority of FBI agents are law abiding, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we all get it.
We get it.
However, someone at the head of the FBI, way up there at the top, like Comey level type, was going, you know what? I'm going to look the other way on the Hillary thing. You know what? I'm going to pay money for this. It's just, it reeks to high heaven. And that's what I love about the Trump administration. Let's pop this pimple and let's figure out what's really going on and just see, like, the whole drain the swamp thing. I always thought that was kind of BS.
Yeah, you know, no, I don't.
I'm like, oh, it's kind of a jingoistic. It's a little kind of hacky, kind of a. And now I'm like, holy crap, drain the swamp. Like, for real. We got to get it. I'm late to the party. I am so late to the party. However, I got to tell you, I've been delighted with this Trump presidency. A couple weeks ago, I did the year in review, like my top 10. So I started doing some research and looking at the things that the Trump administration has done. It is going kingly. It is going so wonderfully. Tax reform, the unemployment numbers, black unemployment, historic lows. If Trump's a racist, he's doing a really lousy job.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Of doing that. It's going great. He got us out of the TPP. He's got he's supporting democracy in Iran. He's arming the Ukrainians. It's going swimmingly well. If you look at the merits, if you just straight up look at the merits, he's crushing it. He's crushing it. Flooding the lower courts with great judges. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Neil Gorsuch, that's fantastic. Like, literally, the list goes on and on. If you take away palace intrigue, there's nothing. You have no legit criticisms.
Couple other cool numbers I found from Tamir and statistics, by the way, that I think will make you very happy.
Yes, please.
16,000 fewer federal employees at the end of 2017 than at the end of 2016.
That's wonderful.
16,000. I think that's fantastic. Also, 600, I believe the number I saw was 695 proposed regulations yanked.
It's great.
Yes.
How much money is Apple getting ready to bring back into the country?
Yep.
Like, it's a boatload. And you keep hearing day after day after day, all these companies who are like, yeah, we're going to give our employees a bonus. We're going to give our employees this bonus. People, CBS News did a great little, and God bless CBS News for doing it. They're like, they took three different people from three different tax brackets. They did their taxes and they're like, wow, you're all getting money back.
Have you seen what New York and California are trying to do?
Oh, how they're trying to slip in their property taxes before the end of the year?
No, well, no, it's even better. It's even better. They're trying. They're trying to make their property taxes some kind of charity exemption, so the $10,000 limit doesn't apply.
How hilarious! What a desperate move that is.
I'm going, wait a minute. These are deep blue states. both of these states had a significant portion of their voters vote for Bernie Sanders during the primary, right? Tax the rich. Now the governors of those states are actively trying to find a way to help rich people pay less.
It's wonderful. Like, it's wonderful. This is great. Yeah, like shine the light. Sunlight's the best disinfectant, and that's the other great thing with the whole tax reform. How the people in New York and California, like, here you go, you guys. You are being taxed to high heaven, and you got nothing to show for it. You got nothing to show for it. Well, and now you can try to change the laws, and you can try to skirt, and you can try to call this something else. And at the end of the day, you are getting wienered. You are getting schlonged, and you better do something about it.
But please don't move to my state and vote for the same crap you did up there. That's not the answer either.
That's the thing that you always have to be on the lookout for.
New York is losing people by the boatload.
New York, Illinois, California, all of them. It is, and then it's classic. It's like Ayn Rand. Who is John Galt?
Okay,
all the movers and the shakers and all the rich people disappear, you're left with nothing.
Here's the thing I love about California, though. Having people leave like crazy, their net population went up. Why do you suppose that's happening?
Poor people. People want to suck off the government teat. Poor people.
I'll also say illegal immigrants.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. Like, and Tucker Carlson made this point the other day, and it's like, why? If robots and automation is coming in as quickly as people say it is, and it looks like it is, and these
despite our fears.
Yeah. Why would you need more low-skilled, illegal immigration? The only reason you would want that is for to increase your voting block. That's it.
Well, and apparently your debt, because the latest proposal in California includes $1 billion to pay for the illegal immigrants' health care.
The money that's going out the door to pay for illegal immigrants and their needs, and, you know, how can you be so cruel?
Easily.
Like build the wall.
Well, and stop giving incentives.
Yes.
Like really want to encourage people, and this is what kills me, you big old freaking humanitarians, okay? You want to encourage people to get into the back of a truck like so much cattle, drive thousands of miles without adequate food, without adequate water, and then cross a border where they could get shot doing it.
Yes.
You guys are heroes. Heroes, I say. You know how many people die making that trip? Not because they get shot by U.S. Marshals, because they get shot by coyotes, raped by coyotes, have terrible infections. You know how many people die making that trip? A lot.
Yeah. Build the wall.
You know who wants to build a wall now, according to the Daily Mail?
Who?
An active push in the Mexican government to build a wall between Mexico and South America.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that hilarious?
That's something that you'd always see, like the bumper sticker Twitter, you know, is people going, if you think we're bad on immigration, look how Mexico treats their southern border. And, you know, it seems like it's evidently true.
Yes, it is.
Evidently.
Active push to build a wall.
Yes. Well, that would be hilarious. Okay. On to more fun stuff. On to more good news. I'm thrilled with what's going on in Iran. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled. And if you've been listening to the show, and I think you have been, Saudi Arabia is coming around, and now Iran is bubbling up, and I'm very, very happy that old Donald Trump is supporting them. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, and that Saudi prince got ahead of the wave. He's one smart young man. It was coming. It was coming, and he knew it. I don't know how the mullahs didn't, but it was coming. Well,
It's too funny. This was always the criticism of George Bush with the invasion of Iraq. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't have freedom at the end of a gun. You can't tell people they want to be free. And I agree with that. Mm-hmm. The people have to want it.
Yep.
And this goes back to illegal immigration. So the people in Iran, they can't really go. They can't really leave anywhere. So they're forced to make the change. Just the average, everyday Joe citizen is like, I've had enough of this crap. So I'm going to start marching. I'm going to start making my voice heard. And that's wonderful. And that's beautiful.
Some don't want to leave.
It also has to happen. It also has to happen in Mexico. What happens is you have people in Mexico and South America and Central America who are like, this is a horrible place to live. I want out. So they walk to the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, I would prefer that they stay in their country, those wonderfully talented people who are upset with the current regime, and they start to affect change. That will ultimately make the world a better place.
Totally agree. And there's folks in Iran who don't want to leave Iran. That is their home.
Yeah, right.
That is their home. That is their language. That is their culture. But, I mean, the very interesting part of this to me, right, is a lot of the students now have parents or grandparents, depending on, you know, the age range, who remember Iran pre-1979.
Yeah.
I mean, people tend to forget that Iran used to be a pretty free and fair society that was a destination for people to go to.
Oh,
you know, just like Lebanon.
You've got a boatload of Persians in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm Persian. Persian, because they don't want to say where they're really from.
Right. But I mean, it's the same. Lebanon used to be the Riviera of the Middle East. These places have dragged themselves back, right, in history rather than moving forward. And now they have a generation that wants to push them kicking and screaming into the modern world.
And it's going to be wonderful. And it's going to be beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I wish them all the luck in the world. Yep. And I'm sorry when I see them getting hurt or being arrested. It's horrible. But I believe it was old Tommy Jefferson. Wasn't that the Tree of Liberty's got to be sprinkled with the blood of tyrants or something crappy like that? It doesn't come easy. It's ugly, and you got to want it. And it looks like they do, and God bless them. Now, if they could just leave Israel alone, and just take care of your own country, it'd be awesome.
Bibi's very supportive of the Iranian protesters. Oh, and UN, you suck.
That's the other great thing.
You suck.
That's the other great thing with Nikki Haley. It's like we're popping this pimple too.
By calling them out. When my ambassador is talking about the egregious and horrible human rights abuses that Iran has inflicted on their own people for decades, and you let the Russian ambassador talk about Black Lives Matter?
It's wonderful.
No, that's not how any of this works.
That's the great thing. That's just another great thing. I should have put that on my YouTube video. That's the other great thing. The Nikki Haley in the UN, that girl is crushing it. She is crushing it. I love the whole we're taking names thing. I loved it. I love that Rand Paul is like, hey, we're cutting off Pakistan.
Yay.
And that has bugged me for a long time. There was a dude in Pakistan, that doctor who's like, Osama bin Laden is here. Here's the tip. Here's the hookup. We go in and Obama, armed only, I think he was only wearing a loincloth and an old knife.
Oh my God.
Personally killed bin Laden all by himself. However, that doctor got arrested. That guy's in jail. He's probably dead.
Right.
He's probably dead by now. And we hung him out to dry. Pakistan knew he was there and they're playing us for fools. And it's one of the things that I also love about Donald Trump. It's over, guys. The gravy train is over. Yes, we give you a boatload of money. However, there is an expectation there. If you want our help, you're going to have to be on our side a little bit. Well, and if you're going to keep stabbing us in the back, guess what? The gravy train's over. We can use that money on the wall. It's like none of this is rocket science. And that's what I love about Donald Trump.
Well, and here's the other thing. A fair portion of that is categorized as humanitarian aid.
They'll call it anything.
It never reaches the population because they're so freaking corrupt. It's not just Pakistan. There's several of them. But
well, look at all look at all the humanitarian aid that people give to the Palestinians. Mm-hmm. And none of that is getting to the people. None of it. That's all like tunneling equipment and how to build bombs in your basement.
Very interesting, though, because I've been seeing some videos lately from clerics and other people over in the Middle East who are kind of like, you know, Palestinians kind of had a shot. They've been offered like 1,200 two-state solutions. They're just being obstinate. Maybe we don't need to back them anymore.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I don't want to forget to say this. The tweet that everybody was freaking out about, the Donald Trump to North Korea tweet, which was another all-time classic. I've got a I got a button on my desk and it's bigger and it works too. Hilarious and awesome. And what's not getting any play in the media is like shortly after that tweet, Kim Jong-un. He got so mad, he pressed his button. They launched a little missile, and it landed on one of his own cities.
Oh, my God.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Well, not for the people in that city, clearly.
I feel bad for them. But in the global, cosmic, comedic universe, that's hilarious. That's right out of a Warner Brothers cartoon. That is total Yosemite Sam. Donald Trump just totally Bugs Bunnied North Korea. Well, I've got a button on my desk, but mine's bigger and it works too. Ha ha. And then Yosemite Sam in North Korea. Ooh, launch my missile. Bang. That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
That's up there with Yosemite Sam hoping that Donald Trump, Yosemite Sam hoping that Bugs Bunny plays the piano. That's been booby trapped. Ding 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 ding. No, you stupid rabbit! Like this. I was laughing so hard. I'm sad by the loss of life and those poor souls in North Korea who got blowed up. But right after Trump is like, I got a bigger button and mine works. The guy launches and it doesn't work. Come on, come on. That is hilarious.
No, I didn't hear the second part of that story until just now.
That's just it. It's like someone, and I guess it's us, has to spread the hilarious news. These things happen. And they're fantastic.
Well, and
everyone's getting brainwashed.
No. And I can appreciate the way that you just put all that. Right. With the comedic context and the I that makes me laugh. You know, I'm not as big a fan of the eccentricities. Like, you love them. I tolerate them.
That's great. either way, because really it comes back to what we were saying earlier. If you take away the palace intrigue, there's really nothing that's going horribly wrong. Like people don't like the way Donald Trump, they don't like the way he talks. They don't like the way he tweets. They don't like his personal eccentricities. However, if you look at his actions, they've been awesome. They've been awesome.
Well, and those of the administration he's chosen, because he actually lets those people do their job, which I love.
Yes.
Like everybody wants to say he's this tyrant. No, Mad Dog Mattis pretty much says what he wants to do, and he runs the military. That's what he does.
And whatever.
Without a lot of interference.
They've lost, 98% – ISIS has lost like 98% of their territory?
Yeah.
That's an old-fashioned ass-whooping right there.
Yeah.
That's an old-fashioned ass-whooping. Trump's like, hey, Mattis, do me a favor. Go over there and open up a can of whoop ass. Yes, sir. Boom. I love it.
And, you know, I open my Twitter feed this morning, right? Because I read a lot and Twitter timelines are really convenient for finding news stories, right?
Yes, they really are. It's the best
thing.
Way
better than
Twitter.
Searching the web or whatever. And I have another app called Smart Feed News. If you ever want everything consolidated into one place, into various categories, best app I've ever found. neither here nor there. And you could advertise with us. We would take your money.
Yay.
And I'm going through this morning, and so I make a simple statement. I'm like, okay, people thought he was nuts during the election and didn't play. So then we moved to Russia. And that salacious and unverified dossier just ain't working. So now we're back to he's crazy. I'm bored.
It's literally all they have. It's literally all they have. And now they've stooped so low where they're actually trotting out these pseudo intellectual. I'm a psychiatrist of the highest order, and I can observe his behavior on television. You're a lunatic.
You look as crazy as that guy on Alien. What is it? Ancient Aliens. Okay. And three, you just violated every tenet of professional practice in your chosen profession. Shut your mouth. What you just did was libel. Seriously.
Yeah. Wasn't there a thing? Wasn't there a guy who ran for president a long time ago, Barry Goldwater, and they said he was crazy, and that was one of the things that cost him the election, they think. And so they kind of took an oath saying that they would never do that kind of thing again.
Well, and here's the other thing, right? So when somebody who's supposedly a doctor comes out, and I use air quotes around doctor because no doctor who was serious about psychiatry would do this, comes out and says, here's what I've seen, and this is why he's mentally ill. You can't say someone is mentally ill without having a diagnosis, which is done through various means, and watching them on television is not it. That's actually against the law to do. So if Trump wants to take somebody to task for that, he can.
There's a big part of me that wishes he would. However, you run the risk of, oh, we struck so close to home. It's driving him batty.
You are so far off. You don't get to say things like that again.
It's the constant drumbeat. It's all part of the bigger issue of MSNBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. All of these, it's a constant drumbeat of he did something with Russia. He's unhinged. It's Russia. And they're just going to bake that number in. I'm really trying to be an optimist about things. However, when the next presidential election comes around, I think it's just going to be baked in. It's just going to be baked in where your average person on the street thinks he's a Russian spy who's mentally unhinged.
I think there is a percentage of the Democratic base that thinks that. I don't think it's everybody.
I'm not saying it's everybody. I'm saying it's spreading. Spreading. It's everywhere. It's pervasive. It's everywhere. And it's subtle. And there's really – I wanted an Amazon Echo for Christmas. I asked Santa Claus for one of those. For the music.
Never.
I know. And it has to passively listen, right? So if I'm talking about X, Y, or Z, I fully expect, an email to show up advertising X, Y, or Z. I know it's passively listening.
Nope.
Blah, blah, blah. It is pretty cool. It's a lot of fun to say, hey, and I call it Robot Lady. I actually use the actual A-L-E-X. It's listening now, so I don't want to say the name. However, it's really fun to wake up and go, hey, Robot Lady, what's the weather? And then she tells you, hey, Robot Lady, what's the quote of the day? What happened? I've got my news feed set up on it. And this is where it gets weird. Robot Lady will add her opinion to tweets by the president. In a very angry tweet today, President Donald J. Trump said blah, blah, blah. In a unhinged, like, why is Robot Lady telling me it was an angry tweet or in an unhinged move?
It's probably reading text because that all gets written.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. So someone is writing that text. And it's these subtle negative – it's like that dude who worked for Google who also worked for the Hillary Clinton campaign who told her, we can make subtle changes to our algorithm and we'll get you about 3 to 4 million more votes. And that's the kind of thing, that's the kind of thing that really, but, I know it sounds like tin hat, you know, conspiracy theory, but like, don't do that, Amazon. Just have Robot Lady read it. You don't put in the little, he struggles with. No, this is what the president tweeted. Read the tweet. You don't have to put a little angry, unhinged, struggled. No, that's not cool.
What it tells you is how biased the media is, because she's reading the actual headlines on news stories.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that is.
It screams bias, and it also tells you what news services she's programmed to look at first.
Did you see that tweet that Brit Hume responded to the other day?
Mm-mm.
I forget who this quote unquote journalist was, but it's like it used to be a reporter could cover a story in DC and make a change and move the needle a little bit. That's almost impossible in today's DC.
Good.
And Brit Hume is like, a journalist's responsibility is never to move the needle or make change. Your job is to report the facts.
Right.
You're not like, and this is the state of modern journalism. They want to move the needle. They want to make change. Stop it.
And
stop,
I think,
moving the needle.
I think this is why they're so lost. At some point, they stopped reporting the news and took on responsibility for telling us what to think. And there is a segment of us, and I don't let Fox do it, and I don't let CNN do it, who say, you don't get to tell us what to think. We're going to look at everything. If you're going to talk to me about Trump's speech, I'm going to go watch Trump's speech and I'm going to form my own opinion. If you're going to tell me what Trump tweeted, I'm going to go look at what Trump tweeted, and I'll be either like, well, that was dumb, or yeah, that ain't so bad.
Yeah,
I'm not into the clickbait. I'm sick of the endless news stories about Trump tweets. I am tired of anonymous sources. Let's see. There's a laundry list. I'm tired. I want to get back to verifiable facts. Because
you know who agrees with you? You know who agrees with you?
Who?
And this is going to shock you. Sally Cohn.
Really?
I sat down and had a phenomenal conversation with Sally Cohn. She did a great TED talk about the exact thing you're saying. She agrees with you and me 100%. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You get the clickbait out there. You get the angry thing. You get the totally one-sided headline. People then click on that. And then the people then the other people who are responsible for that, look how many clicks we got. So that must be what works. So then they do more of that. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it goes super, super fast.
Yeah, I'm tired of the WWE wording and headlines. Nobody's slaughtering anybody. Okay.
He destroyed.
No.
He spoke. He totally burned him.
They disagreed. Watch it for yourself. That's the headline. Yeah. You know, and okay, Sally, please read the background on Linda Sarsour and then get back to me on facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a horrible
and that's too funny,
human being.
Because then Sally comes out with like super bombastic tweets. So she knows what she's doing.
Oh no, that's all for attention. That's all for attention. And nobody could be that. No. I don't think that's what she really thinks at all. If it is, I'm scared.
Okay. I wanna do some pop culture things. There's some things that I really desperately want to talk about.
Okay.
And we are this one's going super fast. First of all, and this is just a personal thing, this is a message to the Orville Redenbacher people. You've ruined your popcorn. You have ruined. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, I have movie theater butter in my closet.
Now, here's what you need to do. When you open it, is it in a red bag or is it in a brown bag?
Red bag.
There you go. That's going to be delicious. They have changed their – and they're bragging about it on the outside of the box, and this is how you'll know. Oh, now we're using no artificial this, no chemical that, no, whatever. They're claiming to be some like eco-friendly, wonderful company now. When you open up the box of popcorn, you get the little individual bags. They are now brown, and the popcorn tastes like crap.
So you want your chemicals back.
Whatever they were doing. Whatever they were doing, keep doing that. Go back to the delicious way, because I have made the switch to Pop Secret. And
you know
I
what?
Tell you what, you
know
don't
what?
get not all the kernels popping. I had Orville Redenbacher figured out.
Oh, yeah.
I knew exactly how long. I trusted them. My boy Orville would always tell me, don't use the popcorn button on your microwave. I'm like, all right, you popcorn creepy genius with your bow tie. I trust you. And they would hand me deliciousness every time. And now it's in this brown bag. It tastes like garbage. And I'm moving on to a product that's not as good. Well, it's better now because you've ruined Orville. It's like Coke coming out with new Coke. What are you doing? It's not broken.
Well, I actually miss the air popper.
I got one.
Do you?
I got one a couple years ago.
You know,
and I tried it out. Here's the problem with the air popper. It doesn't make the volume of popcorn you need. I do a movie night thing in my house. I'm making popcorn for 3-4 people. With those microwave bags, you're like a machine. Boom, boom, boom. The air popper, it takes forever. You got a lot of kernels that don't pop. I wanted to love it. I have very fond memories of an air popper. You know what else somebody was telling me I might want to try out again? Jiffy Pop. I might go try that again.
Oh, I used to love the Jiffy Pop.
My popcorn has been thrown upside down.
I'm so sorry.
Jiffy Pop is for rich people. When I was a kid, Jiffy Pop was for real. What we would do in my house, this is like a fond memory. I'm the youngest of 5 kids. My parents, when they made popcorn, they had to make it on a massive level. They would use the like the thing that you'd cook noodles in for an army.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we would make popcorn in. Like literally,
like
we put
in the oil,
bottom of that thing.
Yeah, no, my mom used to do that too. That is the best popcorn. Sorry.
I might have to go back to doing that.
Shaking the pot so the popcorn doesn't burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then getting the butter out and just putting the butter directly on the popcorn and mixing it up with a big giant wooden spoon. Let's do that again.
Let's go old school.
Okay. And I wanted to talk about this too. The Star Wars movie. Here's what recently happened. This is actually the good news. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Absolutely huge. Saw the Star Wars, The Last Jedi. Didn't like it at all. I did not like it at all.
No,
so I did a video. I did a video on YouTube, and it's done very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's done very well. And I've said this for the past couple shows, and I'm saying it again now. We've reached some kind of level with YouTube subscribers. We've gotten like 150 more in the past few days. Videos that used to get a couple of hundred views, now they're getting thousands of views. So, well, I've been telling you, you guys are in. You're in on this early. Thanks for sharing the videos, and thanks for being part of the community. I genuinely thank you. So, Star Wars, and one of my criticisms was the Asian character, and I called her demographic because they wanted the movie to do good in China. This is the empirical evidence. Star Wars is struggling in China. A record amount of theaters, a record amount of promotion, all this stuff, and I think it got beat by Jumanji. Like, it's just not a good movie. I feel so validated that, like, this huge target audience in China was like, not so much. We don't need to see that again. They are ruining Star Wars, and it's a sad day. However, I'm wrapping myself up in a big blanket of I was right. Does it make me happy that I'm right? No, it doesn't. It's sad. I love Star Wars. Hopefully they'll fix it.
I agree.
It's messed up. It is messed up. I wanted to get to I said my robot lady is doing that. Fire and Fury, blah, blah, blah. The Golden Globes are tonight. I'm not going to watch.
Neither am I.
I'm not going to watch because I have – well, first of all, yeah, I have other things to do, honestly. And it's almost like the Golden Globes, the People's Choice. What's the other one? Is the Golden
Academy
Globes
Awards.
The Hollywood – is that the foreign press? Is that the Golden Globe?
Even know. I mean, when I was growing up, the only thing there was Oscars.
Yeah.
I mean, Oscars, that was it. Now there's so many freaking awards. I don't care about any of them. Go ahead, guys. Wear your black tuxedos, which I think you always wore anyway in solidarity with the Me Too movement, because the Academy just said they're kind of sorry they dissed Harvey Weinstein. Just yeah,
we shouldn't have kicked him out so early.
So much virtue signaling garbage. It just drives me nuts.
Well, it will be. I'll be eager to see tomorrow, like what was said, who flipped out, who got the standing ovation. It's going to be. I just feel like it's going to be more of that.
After I saw that, what was Amy Poehler yesterday, right?
What did she do?
She said that Seth Meyers is the perfect person to host the Academy Awards or the Golden Globes or whatever he's hosting. I don't know and I don't care. What I care about is, she said, because he understands the confines of his privilege, so what he's not allowed to say.
He understands the confines of his privilege. That's what? That's nutty.
That's not just nutty. Really, that nutty. Is so Soviet, it's not even funny.
Well, it –
And she's not funny. She's not funny, so it's okay.
She would make me laugh. Amy Poehler made me laugh more than Seth Meyers.
Well, that's true.
Tina Fey makes me laugh.
Yeah, no, Tina Fey.
You know who else
makes
me laugh? Oh my gosh, what's her name? She did the Target Lady on SNL.
The Target Lady?
Oh, on SNL. She also had the character with the little tiny hands.
I don't remember.
Oh my gosh. She was there. They've had some funny, funny people on there. I just.
Yeah, no.
I wish.
The one that did Sean Spicer also, or Sean Spicer also cracked me up. But she wasn't regular Saturday Night Live. She was just
yeah,
a character,
she was,
right?
Yeah.
Melissa, what's her
McCarthy.
Name?
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I just screwed Amy Poehler up with Amy Schumer in my head. Don't like Amy Schumer. Amy Poehler is funny. My mistake.
I'm going to be a little bit careful. I kind of feel bad for Amy Schumer.
I don't feel sorry for her. I don't feel sorry for Chelsea Handler. When you dive headfirst into the fray – Like Katy Perry, okay? You don't get to complain about the results. You don't. That was a choice you made. You are your business. You should have been more careful.
It's weird how, and maybe this goes back to the hair color thing, but
you just don't feel sorry for Katy Perry at all, do you?
In a weird way, no.
And, she's a and brunette.
I also – who's the skinny little one that used to – host New Year's Rockin' Eve, and she held up the president's dead head.
Kathy Griffin.
I have talk about you made your bed, you got to lie in it. I have no sympathy for her either. That's just too bad there, sister.
But Amy Schumer, you feel sorry for?
In a weird way, yes.
Yeah, she's blonde.
Well, that and really, I think it goes to, and the same thing with Chelsea Handler. I think they're struggling with some inner demons, and it's manifesting themselves. And I think there's a lot of this in Hollywood.
Well, I also think they're suffering from bad counsel. Whoever's telling them this is the right direction to move their stuff is just not giving them good advice.
They've got no one telling them. Mm-hmm. They've got no one telling them. And then there's this huge portion of, and I really think this is true in Hollywood. If I say I hate the president, if I wear my dislike for this president like a suit of armor, more people will like me. And that's ultimately what they want. They want people to like them. So it's not like they're sitting back and carefully weighing the issues like Plato or Socrates. They're just like, ooh, like me. I hate the president. And it's like this desperate, and I think that's where I feel sorry for him. The desperation to be liked shines through, and that makes me ultimately – I don't like what they're saying, but it ultimately makes me sad for
them. But here's the thing. There are so many other things in the world you could talk about other than the president – that I might actually find some affinity with, right? Same with Samantha Bee. Shut up about how awful women have it in this country. You're on freaking TV. Just shut up. You know?
Or look around.
Look around.
Look around. Yeah.
You know, if you would take the politics out of it and start going back to the things that Whoopi Goldberg and folks like that. I mean, I agree with Whoopi Goldberg on almost nothing politically. But when she first came out and started doing stand-up, I loved her.
Yes.
You know, go back to what comedy is supposed to be, except, oops, you can't, because a lot of it's now considered politically incorrect. Can you imagine if Whoopi Goldberg was a young comic today?
It would be very tough for her to come out and do her her characters. Mm-hmm. People would be booing and leaving the theater. Okay, it was a very fun show. Mm-hmm. I had a good time today. Lots of good stuff. I'm so glad I remembered to talk about Orville Redenbacher. I'm so very happy that I talked about YouTube. It's fantastic. It's wonderful to witness. It's really – I can't thank you guys enough. Have you ever heard of a guy named PewDiePie?
Yes.
Okay. I saw a video the other day on YouTube, and it was just wonderful to watch. It was him years ago celebrating the fact that he had 100 subscribers on YouTube. And he was extremely genuine, and it was just fantastic. And now he's like the number one guy there. That to me, that's what it's all about. It's a wonderful little community. And now as people are sharing the videos, it'll just start popping like popcorn, and it's going off, and it's wonderful to watch. It's wonderful to watch. You look at some of the videos, that one got 100. You know, I feel like we really started last summer, you know, and I really dug in and start. And now it's happening. It's wonderful. We're having fun. We're not completely negative all the time. TheLoftusParty.com. The website's going well. I got zero complaints. I got zero complaints. Have a great day, everybody. Have an awesome week. We'll talk about the Golden Globes next week. We'll talk about other stuff. Hopefully someone from the Orville Redenbacher company will hear this and respond. And they'll go back. Go back, Orville. Go back to what you know. Put your little bow tie on and make it delicious again. I'll see you guys later.